You're on the red couch with Burn.
Ooh, Gina, baby, you already know what time it is. Talk to me nice.
You're on the red couch with Burn, and we are sitting here with one of the dopest. I know you want to say ooh, Gina, baby. All right, I'm sorry. Yeah. You want to say it. I should say it for you. You know what I'm saying? One of the dopest personalities that I've seen out there.
I appreciate
that. She's been everywhere, interviewed some of the dopest people that you've seen out there on the come up now. They call her, now you can say it.
Ooh, Gina, baby.
Ooh, Gina, baby. How's everything with you?
I can't complain. You talking to me nice with this red couch, though. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it, Burns.
You are invited. You can come over anytime you want.
Don't be telling me that. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're going to keep it business,
know,
all right?
You already know. It's my peoples. Yeah, so, you know, it's a lot of things that's going out there in the world right now, and... You know, my show or our show at this point, right? Because, you know, I got a dope co-host with me today.
All right, you had to talk to me nice. Let them know I'm with you today. No, I'm kidding.
That's a fact. We, you know, it's a lot of things that we need to talk about. The world seems like it's turning upside down on us right now, man.
Yes, it is.
We going to get this shit out the way right now, okay? I know that we are not from Ukraine or Russia.
Yes.
I know that we not.
It definitely it told me that when I seen these videos coming out recently. I'm gonna be honest, you know, I work in the healthcare field. I'm an essential worker, that's how I let myself be known.
What makes you essential, man? Because y'all, you know, this is some bullshit. Like, what makes your job more essential than mine? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you operate on people?
And we saving lives. No, okay, I'm kidding. Right, in the mix of this whole pandemic, we was putting our lives in jeopardy too. I mean, it's not even just the healthcare workers. You know, shout out to the people that was working at Target. Shout out to the people that were still delivering our Amazon packages, our Amazon fresh food. At the end of the day, that what makes a person essential when you're still risking your life to make sure that everybody else is good.
All right, but anyway.
With that being said, when I was at the hospital and I seen it come across the news with Ukraine and everything that's going on, and I'm going to be honest, at first I was really taken back, and I still am taken back, you know. Do I feel like what Russia is doing to Ukraine is right? No, obviously not. Right. But I'm going to be honest, a lot of people are so, especially, you know, black people, you know, shout out to my Black Lives Matter movement. A lot of people, we always want to jump to everybody else's rescue, and we always want to be there and protest. Mm-hmm. But one thing I'm going to say, with the Black Lives Matter movement, did you see a lot of people outside of our race protesting? Was yes?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, out of 100%, how many was 10%?
Nah, you know what? I'm not even going to lie to you. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. I filmed from, because you know they was marching outside.
Okay, yes.
So I filmed from this window right here, and I've seen more white people or more people that weren't black than black people, and maybe because it was over here, maybe it started off black all the way down there, and then it ended up white all the way over here,
and then they just
started breaking off and shit. It was like, nah, man, we ain't going downtown.
So on that aspect of it, all right, you're entitled to your opinion, but when you seen the footage of black students, that African students that was being held back from getting on a train in Ukraine because of the color of their skin, how did that make you feel?
So one of the things that I saw today, I saw the guy that was going around doing the main interviews, or the guy that was being interviewed that went viral on CNN and all of those other channels. He basically said that it didn't really bother him like that because that's what he was used to.
Yes.
So that's the crazy part about it. All right, that's number one. And then number two, you got to realize also, he said this, and I thought the same thing too. If these are your people, right? Mm-hmm. I know you don't want to discriminate, but imagine if this is Africa, right? This is a black country. This is Africa, right? And you got a whole bunch of, let's say, Asian people studying in your country, and the country goes to war, and now everybody gotta leave. Would you want to look out for your people only, or would you want to look out for everybody at the same time? Now, me personally, I want to look out for everybody at the same time, but
it's not working that way. Right. You know, and this is where you could say racism, or I would say prejudice. This is where that plays a role in, and it's like, you know, racism is just not in America. obviously, you know, racism and prejudice is everywhere. And to me, that's sad. They're African students. They're there actually going to school. Now, why the hell are we there? I can't answer that question. Obviously, to go to school, but should they be stuck there because they chose to go to school there? I don't think so. And I feel like if it wasn't for the person doing the media and covering that, would we have ever seen that in the main news?
That's a fact.
We would have never. That's a fact. I would have still been out here probably protesting and upset about everything that's going on with Russia and Ukraine. Yeah, but it definitely gave me a different view on it. Like I said, do I want Russia to go to war with Ukraine? Absolutely not. But do I want my people to be treated the way they're being treated in Ukraine and Russia and China and America? No.
Putin is gangster.
All right. Putin is definitely gangster. I will never deny that.
Any name that rhyme with shooting?
No, I don't want to hear
is
that.
Gangster. If your name rhyme with shooting?
No.
You gangster. Gluten is gangster. Shut that should up, take Burns, your ass no. away.
But I'm look just at saying. But look at the history for Putin, right? And not standing up for Putin, but his family was basically done dirty by Ukraine, correct? So this is his revenge for his family. But should the whole world go to war because of a revenge or something that he's been holding his whole life? As soon as he got into office, he just chose the first thing to do is go after Ukraine.
I want to just let me compare it. Let's say Africa, right, was the superpower right now. And we took everything from Africa like how we did in America. Let me not even say we, but America did. And Africa decided to come take their shit back right now, then what? Then we be like, well, fuck it.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be with my people. Like, finally, we standing up for something. Like, instead of, you know, killing each other or just doing a protest, because at the end of the day, it's a trend. Now, look at the Trayvon Martin situation, right? We all protest. We went as hard as we did as we went with George Floyd. But what really took effect? George Floyd proved, like, Trayvon Martin, it didn't go anywhere. After all the protests and everything, did you see anything become of it?
I guess there's certain laws that have been looked at and that have been tried to be passed, I guess, if you want to say that.
And probably in Florida. But not
No, what they need to do is so they got the Stand Your Ground law.
Yes.
Right? You know about that.
Yes.
Right, all right. So that basically means for the folks that are watching, the Stand Your Ground law is basically saying if somebody coming at you, you can pop their ass.
Can you imagine that in America? Okay.
Right. You mean in New York. New York. Right. We can't do that in New York. I wonder why guns can't be legal in New York. Like, what's why?
Why? Because we have enough of them on the streets at this point.
So you know anything that's legal, then it becomes less. You know, you don't realize that they always make anything illegal that's like kind of like hard to get.
But can you imagine it being legal and as much as that's on the streets right now that's illegal and then it being legal, we just be like, you be at the corner store, oh, you took my Skittles, pop. You took my watermelon Arizona, pop.
Right? No.
But I see what you're coming.
Was funny, but what I'm saying is it might be the reverse. It might be like, nah, man, I done shot too many niggas today. I don't want to kill nobody.
Oh, my God. We don't want nobody dying.
That's
no
what
more.
I'm saying. It might be like, nah, I done shot mad people.
But
like,
in Florida, they feel different, correct?
Yeah, I guess so, if you want to say that. Yeah.
But like, to me, that was more of like, all right, hush, hush. But with the George Floyd, I feel like it was more power. It was more done. It was more like my job working at, shout out to NYU Hospital. They're now, Juneteenth is now an official holiday, a part of my hospital. Like, I feel like if that never happened, I wouldn't even be celebrating Juneteenth. I mean, let's be honest. A lot of us didn't even know what Juneteenth was until it got mentioned. And it's sad because
till George Floyd came into play.
Exactly. I feel like us Black people, African American, or however you choose to present yourself, we need to learn more about ourselves and do more research on our history and really get to know our ancestors and what we come from.
That's a good thing. Get to know your history like the Ukrainians did. Because I guess that's why they're fighting right
they
now.
Should.
But I'm just saying, though, I was exaggerating. Because I don't know. Maybe if they did know. You know what? All right. So you got. There was wars that happened before. And you had 2014, and then you had something, I believe, in 2008.
Yes.
A lot of the kids now weren't even born then.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
So they feel like, why do they have to pay? But I want to tie this into something, because this is the crazy part about it. You know, I don't really be getting all serious on my show like that, but you gotta
okay, all right, let's not get too serious.
Gotta get serious every now and then. Look at what America did.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right.
Right. You see what we did. We went
Afghanistan
for weapons of mass destruction.
No, you're right.
We went for weapons of mass destruction in the wrong place.
Well, now we don't have too much to worry about, because now they're talking about a nuclear war. Hmm. How did that make you feel, Burn, to know that at any instant?
So here's the thing. So World War III has been a prediction.
Yes, it definitely is. It's starting to become more reality.
Right. So they're saying that once China gets involved, that's it. Because yes. Russia and China, and you know, a lot of people predicted that this is in Revelations in the Bible and all this other stuff. I don't know.
We ain't gonna take it to church tonight, all right?
I don't know the verses, but I'm just saying that's what a lot of people say it's in. But China is a superpower. Russia is the superpower. America is the superpower. Who else is there? That's it, right?
Yes.
Now, if you really think about it, the New World Order is we about to get deep now. We're about to get deep. New World Order is kind of like spaced around a one world currency, right? So if the American dollar can be used in all three of the superpower countries or continents or whatever, or countries, then we have now, I guess, reached our destination.
And you know, and like, China is the money world. That's the money maker for us all. Half the things that we wear or buy, where is it from? Made in China. So the biggest thing right now is if
nigga be having on Balenciaga shoes. And them shits be made in China.
Don't pull out my real life. People gonna laugh at me. But
no, but I'm just saying though, where they make Yeezys at though?
Ukraine, no, I'm kidding, no.
Oh, she just said they make Yeezys in Ukraine, son.
No, I'm kidding. Don't come at me for that. But one thing is, if China joined, that's going to be, that's not going to be good for none of us.
Let me tell you something. Anybody that march with their feet going all the way up halfway this way, I ain't fucking with you, bro. Because guess what? You kick me, and I'm going down.
But you know the funniest thing about this, Burns, is that, all right, with the whole corona situation, right? So what was Trump calling it the whole time?
What you mean, calling what?
The coronavirus, basically.
China. He was calling it the China virus.
The China virus. Yeah. So it was like, we did all that, went back and forth with China about basically they brought COVID is due to them, and they brought COVID to us, blah, 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 blah. So now they could sit here and be like, oh, so since we started COVID, how about we just go on with Russia and, you know, forget about America and team up and just overpower every fucking body. And we got the money.
That shit would be so crazy.
It would be crazy. But
So right now, China's economy is hurting so bad that they can't take part in what's going on right now. So that's the reason. So the
thank God, no
virus.
Oh, that's no, I'm kidding. Good.
As you can see, folks, she wants to go to hell.
No, I don't want to go to hell. I'm just saying, thank God I ain't got that much money, because they would have joined already. But think about it. All right, so the situation with Putin.
No, if they do, you got to know that it's going to be a big war.
No, I know.
It's going
to
be
crazy. I don't want them to join.
So people are, everybody in all of these countries have to really think, and all of the masterminds behind the war have to really think, do we really want a nuclear war? Because a nuclear war, you know that Hiroshima shit, one of them shits blow up around here.
It's the truth.
It's over.
But I also heard they got 45 minutes to shoot it out the air. And mind you, me and my coworkers talking about this, and I'm like, if they got 40 minutes to shoot it out the air, how much time do I have to get to a bunker? Now, we don't even want to think about that, right?
I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm going to give y'all the secret right now. I should give everybody the secret, all my black folks. Find the shelters where the homeless people sleep. That's where you need to go. Mm-hmm. Like the shelters from back in the days, they built those shits. They were like old war whatever inhabits or whatever.
You're telling the exact truth. And for all my people in Long Island, Nassau Community College also have, like, they have shelters for any, for emergency disaster things. So if you ever come to that situation, make sure y'all all wind up at Nassau Community College.
Let me tell you something. We know the future. We know exactly what's going to happen. We know some shit about to go down, so we wanted y'all now. So hopefully Nassau Community College. Let me tell you something. You see Kanye's boots? Everybody be looking at Kanye's boots like, yo, they be laughing at his boots because they go all the way up to here. He wears them through the whole year. He even said it in a new song. He's like, yo, I wear these, you know, the Fisher boots all year round. But I think he's on to something because they're saying that the sea level will rise at least, I heard, 10 feet or something like that within the next...
New York is going to be underwater real soon.
Or something like that within the next 10 years or whatever, 20 years, 30 years. So he's probably thinking like, yo, pretty soon we're going to be walking around like this. Now, if you look in Paris, where's that? Venice? Where they got the water?
I know what you're
saying. No, that's my bugging. Was that Greece? I don't know. But in Paris, I know where they got the water running on the floor. The water is now all the way up to your ankles now. So now everything is flooding and packed over there in that area.
Well, the climate, Italy, the climate change is really, really crazy. I've been studying the climate change since 2005 when I was going to Nassau Community College. And let me tell you, global warming is really, really real. I seen so much change between the weather, the snow, summer shorter. I mean, really look at what's going on from when you grew up, not aging myself, but from as a child to now. You understand?
Let me ask you, not to cut you off. Sorry. Who you think is going to win the war? Ukraine or Russia?
That's not fair to ask.
Why?
All right, so Ukraine has good strategy, and they're prepared for
how
war.
You know that? Because of the news, right? The news
yes, showing, this is what...
Showing all these old-ass people on top of the tank talking about, don't do it. You cannot call me my country. No, I'm holding my finger. All right, laughing. She's laughing.
No, but look at the strategy.
Impersonating.
Look at the strategy, right? Okay. So they had sent out, you know, tanks and people to go at Ukraine, right? Now with Russia, their trucks, I don't know what to call them, but their trucks are riding so close to each other that they was able to bomb them all at once. You understand what I'm saying? Now, a good strategy, not saying I wasn't in the army or anything, wouldn't you ride feet apart? Like distance apart, so that way it's hard to.
You know, I mean, that's just one convoy. You know what I'm saying? You now sound like you like a master war strategist right
no.
now.
No,
so like you should bomb them from here.
Listen, but I think that Ukraine does have a good strategy. Like they seem more prepared for war. Like they've been waiting for this their whole life. Mm-hmm. With Russia, I mean, obviously Russia is gonna have the upper hand on them. Mm-hmm. Like I do feel like Russia may win if it really gets to that point. But I still think Ukraine have a fighting chance. They have a lot of people aiding them. They have America that's sending out things to help. I heard that China is not even trying to join with them. Mm-hmm. Like the latest news was like they basically wasn't trying to join with them. So I'm looking at it as they probably throwing them things to help them out too. So okay. I feel like they have a fighting chance. Mm-hmm. Ukraine has a fighting chance, but at the end of the day, can Russia overpower?
Here's the thing. So the citizens are now getting involved, right?
Of course,
and
as they should.
Citizens are getting involved, but no, that's not true because it's normally the army against the army.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally so there's civilians and then they got the army personnel. So normally it's the army personnel that fight each other. But what Russia is doing, they're bombing the buildings. Plus you got the citizens like, you know what? I don't want y'all in my country. And they feel some type of way. So now the citizens are like, you know what? Fuck that. They making Molotov cocktails and throwing them. And that's what President Zelensky got on the news and said. He said, yo, listen, I want y'all to make these cocktails. This is how y'all do it. And you know, I don't think he said it. Actually, the news showed them how to make it. But he basically encouraged them to be a part of it. Anybody from the ages of, I believe, 16 or 18 to the ages of 60 cannot leave the country. You got to stay and fight.
But isn't that crazy? Say the ages again.
18 to 60.
18. What is a 60-year-old about to sit here and do?
Bust a cap.
No, come on. But I think that's not fair. I feel like, why do
there's
they have
some
to
strong 60-year-olds?
I mean, they are some strong 60, but why should they be forced to fight? Why shouldn't they? Why can't they flee? And then 18,
I don't know, man. I think that, yeah, everybody's not going to be able to flee. So who's going to fight?
I mean, it ain't going to be too much level. Listen, shout out to Ukraine. I let my black African students go, and then we figure everything else out, all right? Nothing but love. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, when I seen that floating across the media, that completely, like, just...
It changed
me a lot. I even backed off watching the news. I mean, I know that sounds, like, selfish, but it really turned me off. And I'm saying to myself, if I didn't see that post, if we all wasn't sharing and everybody wasn't posting in their story, shout out to social media. Because if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't know a lot of things. Seriously, Bern. And it's like, thank God somebody showed me that light of it. Because I'm out here sitting here marching for people that may not even march for me.
You went out there, you was marching?
I was marching.
You was in the city marching?
Yeah, and I don't know if they about to march for me. Something happened to Eugenia, baby. Who marching with me?
She was really in the city marching for Ukraine.
I was, until I seen them not letting my people on. I was like, yo, I gotta go.
I
got me a private jet.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie. I did feel sad. I was like, damn, this is crazy, man. But I think it's because of the way that the news...
You don't think it's going down that way?
No, it could be. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, what we see from America's point of view, it's like the news is depicting it this way. This is what we're looking at. We're looking at something that's going on, and it's just looking like... It looks like these little poor people are being picked on. That's what it looks like. And... Granted, yes, we already know the size of Putin's army is relatively big, you know, as to the size of Zelensky's army.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, bruh, it's people dying on both sides.
No, it's absolutely. So you think basically with this whole thing, you just feel like the media is showing us what they want to show us. This may not even be it. So do you feel like with Putin starting this war with Ukraine, right, don't you feel like the grudge that he's holding against them, those people are long gone? Those people done died off. This is a whole new generation of people that he's basically being revengeful to?
You asked something similar to that before, or you kind of like was touched on it a little bit going down that line, and I was about to say, like, do you think that we... Now, I'm asking you in a question form the same thing. Do you think that we now, as black people, should feel the same way about slavery? Because, like, a lot of white folks now say, oh, I shouldn't have to pay for what my parents, my grandparents did. I wasn't, you know, you see what I'm saying?
That was good. So it was okay, the same thing. You hit me with it. Hell yeah, I want my reparations. Yes, I want my money.
She want her reparations. Give my goddamn reparations.
All right, so, all right, you have a point. All right, you made a great point on that. I see what you're saying.
But who's going to win the war, Russia or Ukraine? That's why, just give me one word. I just want
there's
one,
not going to be
one,
no
one,
war.
One answer.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying it's going to be a World War III? Will there be a World War III?
Ukraine's going to win.
Ukraine gonna win?
Yes.
She's saying that because of CNN. Should they be showing on TV?
No. Who do you think gonna win?
Who y'all think gonna win?
Who y'all think gonna win?
Ask the people.
I don't want to know who's gonna win.
Ask the people. You don't want to know who's gonna
no,
win?
No, I want. Let me see. Who y'all think gonna win?
Listen. We want to know. We want to know. And on this topic, because you know we in the politics right now a little bit. We want to know. You know, because right now they saying Biden is soft. Biden should have came in and jumped in, or he should have set the sanctions before Russia started the war, so that way they couldn't get their money up to fund it the way that they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Saying Biden is soft, and they saying Trump was tough.
All right.
So, who you think was a better president?
Moment of silence. Let's just say a prayer. No. All right, so... All right, here's my insight. Do I like Trump? Absolutely not. Do I want Trump to run for president again? Absolutely not. Do I think Trump fits this job? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You mean the job right now?
Right now, like, what's going on?
He's a war president.
I feel like he would be a better leader.
He's a president of law and order.
I can't stay serious with you.
No.
But no, I think right now Trump... I feel like he would have just better judgment and just more balls to do what he have to do. I feel like Biden is just beating around the bush because, number one, he mandated me to get a vaccine. Trump ain't never mandate me to do anything, all right? He done mandated me to get a booster, which basically got, they stopped the mandate as of February 19th, and the deadline was February 21st. So let that be known that a lot of people that I know personally got sick from the booster, but this is all Biden mandate. But if you go back to a YouTube video that I'm sure you've seen, when he said he would never allow any mandate on any vaccine.
He did say that. He lied to us.
In a couple of ways. All right, that's number one. Number two, Trump, when he gave us the rebate money, whatever you want, the recovery money or whatever, he didn't necessarily take it out of our taxes, all right? So
it was a loan?
It was more of a loan. Right. So that big old loan that Biden done gave us in the beginning of the year, I got $4,200 taken out of my taxes. So, Biden, we have problems. You suck.
Fix this shit, man.
No, I really
don't. Who was a better president, Biden or Trump? That's what I want.
Neither one of them.
Damn.
I plead the fifth. None of them. Neither
one
of them.
One?
Trump. Oh, why do you want me to say that? I don't even want to say that out of my mouth. All right, here's the thing with Trump, right? And listen, I know I'm going to get a lot of backlash from this. This is crazy. The only reason, I just feel like people couldn't get over Trump being prejudiced. I absolutely couldn't get over it. No, and it's sexist. He also did things to women that I absolutely would never agree that he should have never even became president for. And it was already put out there.
But when I do that, what does that mean?
The grabbing him by the balls.
Oh, see how? Well, see now she said by the balls. he did not say that. We know what Trump said, but anyway, go ahead.
But also with Trump, outside of him just being racist and a completely a-hole, because I don't know if you can curse, a completely asshole. Trump also did put us onto a lot of things. Like during the pandemic, you know, he was like, you know, a lot of people was able to open up small businesses. A lot of my Black people, African people was able to start their own businesses that I see blossoming right now. You understand? And obviously, I would give a shout out to Trump with that. He did put us onto a lot of the politics that other presidents would have never. Obama didn't put us on to half the stuff. And I love you, Obama. I love ice.
Red Couch with Burn. You sitting here right now with Gina Babe.
Gina Baby.
Right. You gotta say ooh before you say it? Gina Baby.
Well, you know how I come off. It go, ooh, Gina Baby.
I can't do it all that.
You gotta do it with a little sass to it. But nah, what you wanna jump back into?
No, I was just saying, Trump or Biden, and you said Trump.
Oh, you gonna repeat it? All right, whatever.
Yeah, we just have to let the world know. Nah, but the economy was doing a little bit better when Trump was a president.
I agree.
As you guys may know, I'm a stock investor and I invest in a couple of other things too. And my shit went like this.
You serious?
Everybody's did. Like, who is doing good right now in the stock market? Now, I will tell you this. America profits off of war. So right now, if you're investing in all of the gun companies and all of these other things that have to do with war, definitely, you're making money right now.
Okay.
America profits off of war. That's the reason why we're not really doing anything to stop it. We're funding it. Like, the guns.
That makes sense, because we definitely is helping Ukraine. All
right. Right. The money, we got to buy. They have to buy the guns. All right. So you remember when Trump almost got in trouble or whatever it might have been because he was holding money from Ukraine? Okay. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
That was money for their weapons. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we fund them. We actually give them the money for their weapons.
So that's basically where the stock. So that's how the stock and everything.
So, just imagine imagine where they get the guns from.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the gun companies, they have American-made guns. So, remember when the soldiers just left Iraq?
Yes, that was.
And the Taliban took over.
Mm-hmm.
Taliban was walking around with American made stuff. They was walking around with a whole bunch of stuff. Same thing gonna happen in Ukraine when Russia take over Ukraine. All that American weapons that's laying around, they gonna take those and they gonna be like, "We got you, okay."
But I didn't understand how we just left all our stuff there. Like, we literally just up and left like that. I feel like it was done on purpose. Who just leaves all type of weapons?
America profits off of war.
Okay, go back to what you said.
I mean, we got insurance on that shit. Yeah. All we gotta do is write them shits off.
Yo, I'm saying,
how many guns you lost in Iraq? 52? All right, we're gonna write those off. Trust me, I guarantee you they get...
Well, speaking of the guns, do you see what's going on with the gas prices?
Oh, yeah,
the gas prices. This is absolutely crazy. I literally just paid almost $6 in gas just to get here.
So,
I was
the reason why the gas prices are going up is because Russia owns 10% of the world's oil, and they do a lot of trading with that and shit. So that's the reason why the gas price is going up. Sorry, folks.
But
you're going to have to pump more.
So what happened to, remember with the whole Obama administration when they were sitting here trying to make our own oil and come up with our own, and they was hitting things in the Pacific Ocean? And
so I think that part of the Obama administration and all of that stuff was to move in towards natural gas. Mm-hmm. I think it was more towards that and moving towards doing things that don't require you to have to use the damn pump anymore. But as you all know, Trump stopped that
immediately. Like, soon as he got in the office, that had to be like one of the first things that he did.
Yeah, he moved out of the Paris Accord. So at the end of the day, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just gonna take a long time for us to get to the point where we're driving electric cars or solar power.
I actually seen a lot of them on the road. Like, seriously, I never seen so many of these small little punch buggies. Yeah. I mean, it's not the punch buggy, the car, but obviously
Kia Sports.
And they also also have a plug them up. I see like certain like malls, like they have it where you can charge the car, and I also thought that was pretty cool. Will I ever drive one of those things? Hell no. But
I mean, eventually you might have to.
No, I'm not driving that thing.
Somebody, people, you gotta turn around, look at them too.
That thing, you might get hit once and it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. I love my life. But with the you think if Trump was president, seriously, you think we would be siding with Russia right now over Ukraine?
If there's no siding, there would be no war if Trump was the president right now. Because I'm gonna tell you why.
Tell me why.
So we get up off there. I'm gonna tell you
and
why.
And you got people hearting, so that you must be talking something.
No, because they like you. That's what it is. If Trump was president right now, we would not be at war with Ukraine because Putin and Trump is cool.
Nah, they are.
And he knows that we have a pact with Ukraine, so Trump, obviously, he didn't go into Ukraine the whole goddamn last time he was in, when Trump was in president, when Trump was in presidency, he was like, nah, you know what, we're gonna leave them alone. And as soon as he got out, what he did, he started gathering up his troops, putting them around the border, and then boom.
But you don't think this was the plan though, Brian? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, you don't think for 2024 years. Election, and he's basically like, if Trump don't get in office, then I'ma continue.
Nah, you wanna know the funny shit though? The crazy thing is, Putin already knew the sanctions and all that stuff was gonna come. So they like, oh, we're gonna do this, Putin. You better not go into Ukraine. We're gonna do that. What you think? He didn't know that they was gonna do that shit? Hell yeah, he knew it. And he did it. And now look. So at the end of the day, Trump, if he was president, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But I do think at this point, Trump might have been a better president when it comes to the economy.
Come on. You know what? Hands down, I give you that. I'm not even gonna argue that. Because one thing I would say, business-wise, everything was lovely at one point. And Biden got into office and everything just went to shits. Like, I'm like, what happened, Biden? Like, sheesh. Mm-hmm. He think getting Kamala Harris was saying he ain't gonna have all the black people on his side, but he ain't got nothing outside of that.
Kanye should have been president.
No. Listen.
Leave
take his
my
little
boy alone.
Take his little 2% of votes, because people actually voted for him, believe it or not.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Look, it was only for the Yeezys. They want Yeezys.
Wait a minute. First of all, your boy Kanye is a genius, okay? He's a genius, isn't he? Yes, he is. I know y'all don't like to hear.
He's too smart for his own good. Can I say that?
He's too smart.
It means he's a genius, but he sometimes is just too much.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, go ahead.
I think that if you pay attention to how he operates, I was watching the interview with Fabio, and I forgot who was interviewing him, and Academics.
Mm-hmm.
And Academics was asking Fabio, he was asking him, well, how does he manage to do all of these things? Like, I saw him working out in a video with you. I saw him doing this. I saw him doing that. Like, how does Kanye manage to do all of these things? And Fabio was explaining it like, yo, he does a little bit of this here, a little bit of this here, like multitasking, basically. And, you know, geniuses like us, because I know you one too, right? You can't tell me there are not days when you like even when, you know, when I set up stuff, I'm like, all right, let me take a shower. And then right after I get out the shower, I wash the dishes. And while I'm washing the dishes, I'll start, you know, writing something down. And then I'll go back. And then while I'm rendering the video, I'll do, it's like, it's so many things that you could do within a day that will give you an end result of getting multiple things done. You know what I'm saying? So
you a good ass multitasker.
I guess that's what you could say.
But with Kanye, I fuck Kanye. Listen, his bipolarness is taking a little bit over his life, right? Mm-hmm. Getting the house right across the street from Kim Kardashian.
From your baby moms.
Jesus Christ! Listen,
what's wrong with that?
That's a whole lot of multitasking going on there.
First of all, I don't want to see anybody that much that I'm not with anymore. We not doing that. I'm not gonna be across the street, around the corner. We not doing that. So
close. He could come out waving to her, boy. Hey, P, how you doing?
But I understand what he's saying. He's like, you ain't finna control my narrative. But he basically is saying like, yo, I want to be around my kids 24/7.
All right, I respect that. Now, any man that want to be around his kid 24/7.
Right. But yeah, but at the same time, you know, bro,
living across the street is a little drastic.
You gotta give her space also, and she has to give you your space. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's basically.
Bro, can you imagine waking up one day and your baby mom is living right across from you? I'm just saying, like, yo, I'm about to come pick up my daughter. Don't worry, we right outside. No, I think that would be a little awkward for me. All right, I'd be like, listen, you can live a couple of blocks down, but right across the street is a little bit more. But listen, they got money like that to play games. Didn't he buy someone out for the house and paid actually more?
Nah, I don't even know. I know he did that. That
yes,
was crazy.
So he actually paid more than what the house is even worth. So you know he was on it. And I don't, like you said, I don't think it's so much just for Kim. I really think it's because he really want to be there for his kids. And like I said, I respect that, but I think that's a little bit too much. That's not like a stalker. That don't sound like a stalker.
I don't know. Right. They say it's stalking. I doubt that Kanye lives like he literally is there every day, but who knows? I don't know. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, I don't, like, he should have bought. Who's to say? I don't care what he bought, but at the end of the day, like, bro, you gotta give her a space. And she gotta I love Kanye, man. I love
but
Kanye.
But I agree with you on that.
But you ain't finna control his narrative though.
Oh my god.
If he wanna buy a house across the street, you ain't finna control his narrative.
But wasn't he just saying that, like, basically he wanted to be... Do you think this... Because, listen, the tabloids and media is telling us anything at this point. Wasn't it out there that he wanted to get back with Kim? That was the most recent thing, and he wants his family back?
He still do. He wants his family back.
So what about Jones? He just got Miss Jones, the shorty he with now, just, like, she just lingering around?
Who's Miss Jones?
This is his shorty last name.
You talking about the new one, the one that they say is a Kim Kardashian lookalike. She had to basically come out and say who she was on Instagram. And she gave us like five things about her. She gave us all her different mixes with her nationality. And she's studying and she has a 4.0 GPA right now. And she's a COO of some big company. So she's doing big things right now. So she just wants to let us know. And she also mentioned, and I don't know if this is a low blow at Kim, not sure, but she also mentioned that her face is not fake or it's not put together. You know what I'm saying? Her face is real. You know what I mean?
Sound like a little punch to me, if you ask me. Also, it was a punch. Let's just be real. But on a real note, she's just stating facts. She basically saying I didn't have anything, none of my face. You know, Kim looked like me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, but you say, but you see how, remember, Kim got a lot of slack for, they were saying that she's trying to say that she's black when she know that she's not. What they call that? What they call that?
When you had as much black, you know what I mean? You start to look back and turn black, act black. I'm just saying. No,
yo,
I'm
that's
mean.
Crazy. Imagine that. Imagine that once you fuck with a black.
You never go back. That's what they say about my brothers. You heard? No, I'm kidding. But,
but I'm just saying.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Listen, if she want to sit here, you know how many black people say they not black and they black?
Yeah, but you wouldn't want a white person saying that they're black. That's crazy, but basically what
should
I'm saying
she really
is,
even say this, because you know the media is crazy, but go ahead.
Well, there was some rumors flying around about it, and I believe that she said a couple of things that people thought that, you know, but
her butt looked black, and you can say that.
And so that's the thing. So people are like, oh, you're trying to look black, basically. That's what they're saying. Can you look black? Is there a such thing as looking black?
Well, I know black people that got their skin bleached and became white. I guess you can get burnt by the sun, but
no,
then you
but
turn red.
No, but you thinking about skin. I'm just saying, we have as as black people, we have attributes. We got big lips. We got big booties, you see. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got all types of stuff that I would say as a majority, a lot of women have, and a majority, a lot of men have. You know, we got the beef. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of other cultures say, oh no, why did God, he just gave us this little thing.
Did he just say the beef?
All right, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You call your shit the beef? No.
Right. Everybody got a name for their shit. All right, let's write that down. I'm going to ask you that question. Everybody, if you want to know if Gina Babe has a name for her private part, hold that question for later. Yeah, but you know, going back to what we were saying, at the end of the day, your boy Kanye is not stalking, okay?
All right.
He's not stalking. You know who has a real life stalker, though?
Who?
Drake has a real life stalker.
Now, okay. Drake's whole situation is just bizarre to me, because the person that's stalking him, he never even met a day in his life. How was this person even able to contact him?
Well, so her name is Misha Collins, folks. That's what her name is. And I think that, I believe that she got arrested for trespassing in 2017.
Okay.
So that was
so
the
he
thing.
Did interact. He, but.
No. She got arrested for trespassing in 2017. Then she goes, and I guess he's not paying her any attention. So then she sued the dude for $4 billion. She took Drake to court for $4 billion. I doubt he actually stepped foot in the court. Most likely had his lawyers handle this.
Of course.
But she sued the dude for $4 billion. Mm-hmm. Bruh. I forgot what for. It was like, for harassment. Basically saying that he's harassing her. He never met her, and just recently found out, wait a minute, hold on, that's the same chick. The same chick, she started sending him emails threatening him, basically saying for him to shoot himself or he's going to get shot in the head or whatever it might be.
It's never that serious.
But yeah, so now she's getting arrested.
Oh, so they taking this real far. Like, she really getting charges against her.
And that's why you got to be careful, man. Because a lot of people out here threatening people online and shit like that.
You say, oh, yeah, these internet gangsters is out of control. I even backed on social media a lot. Like, 5 years ago, I was the social media hoe. I couldn't put my phone down to a point where I had to start putting the phone down to interact with my kids. Honestly, you understand what I'm saying? Because people don't realize how much we get caught up in TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, going live, just anything, going to the bathroom, walking in the mall, eating dinner, taking pictures of your food. Sometimes it's just good to live in reality. So with this whole Drake situation, I just feel bad because these celebrities go through a lot. They're not as strong as we believe they are. Some of them do have suicidal thoughts like regular people. Mm-hmm. Some of them don't want to be in this world like a regular person may think. They're just not celebrities. They have a lot of pressure on them to prove themselves to the world and always be in the face of their fans and of the world. Sometimes they don't even get private time. So when you're sending a celebrity, you need to kill yourself, and then talking about his 4-year-old son, you're definitely overstepping your boundaries.
And you don't know,
and
you never know what these celebrities might be going through, man.
Yes.
It's just people that be coming up with all types of lawsuits. But I got a lawsuit for you that is real, mm-hmm. that may be a little picky one. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. But at the same time, y'all know I'm a photographer, a videographer, whatever. But Nas is being sued by a photographer for uploading a picture of Nas himself. Nas uploaded a picture of himself on Instagram of himself and Tupac. He actually got a classic. A classic.
You can't make this up. God, I'm a...
And he's being sued. What do you think about that?
I think that's the most stupidest thing in the world. Are you kidding me? It's a picture. If anything, you should be more happy that the person's at his status is posting a picture of him. And Tupac, are you kidding me? That's history. And I also, when I was doing my little research, seen that he also put up the picture, I think, in 2020 and had took it down. Because I think of the same thing that this person... Now, why do this person feel like they have so much power that they consume more because they took the actual picture?
Right. So let me just explain this to you guys.
Because you're a photographer, so I want to know first, guy.
Right. To you guys out there watching in the world, okay? When a photographer takes a picture of you in the club, when a photographer takes a picture of you outside, the photographer owns the picture. You don't own it. And you be like, and at the end of the day, y'all be like, send me my picture tomorrow, send me my picture, send me my picture. Yeah, I'm gonna send you your picture. And then a lot of people get mad about it. They're like, yo, it's my picture, it's me, it's me, it's me. Yeah. Now, mind you, I don't think with that crabby attitude. I'm on the same vibe everybody else is on. Like, I own these goddamn pictures. I don't care if you're the photographer or not. But I'm just giving y'all the rule. I'm just saying that the photographer owns the picture, and that's why he felt the way that he felt.
I'm gonna be real with you, Burns. I'm happy that I sat here with you tonight, because I honestly didn't know that. I thought, I mean, obviously the photographer owned the picture, is their picture. That's why they tag it. They tag it 7 days, seven night. You always see the logo on the picture. So do I still?
Yeah, but even if you don't see, because there's no logo on that Tupac picture. But even if
there isn't,
even if you don't see the logo on the picture, the fact that I can prove that I took the picture by copywriting the picture. And that's what this guy did. He copywrote the pictures, or he registered the pictures. And then 3 years after he did it, that's when Nas shared it. So 3 years ago is when he registered it, and Nas went and shared the picture on his Instagram.
So do he need to be sued for this, though? Like, so what he want? He wants credit for
I believe that, you know, I think Nas probably should have credited him.
I mean, on that case, all right, can you hit him up in the DM, but like, yo, Nas, can you just make sure you say, you know, picture by, credit by?
Yo, some people, you know what?
Credit people. You can ask anybody that ever did any of my photo shoots, especially my birthday photo shoots. You know, them things be raunchy.
I've seen it.
But I always credit. I always try to give even if I'm mad at them, I always give the photographer the credit. You know why? Because they put that work in at the end of the day. Just to stay there that night for all the hours that they did, probably got paid. Probably didn't. You understand? And I feel like that's their work. You understand? Art is art. Rapping is art. Painting is art. Photography is art.
Right. And that's why the suit is valid in the world of, you know, in the art world, in the world of the courts and the authority figures say it is so, because the person feels that it's that way and they took the picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It is art. They took it. It's theirs. Oh my God, the way that I took the picture from this angle, whatever it might be.
But you don't think it was just him being innocent posting a picture? I mean, it was people. It was like people. It wasn't even like a picture that was like zoomed in and like portrait or like just him. And so it was people, background. It's a whole bunch of everything.
Redman was in the picture, I believe. So I wonder if Redman posted a picture, would he be mad? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
But, all right, so you being a photographer and videographer, do you feel like he should have just gave him the credit?
That's a good question. I'm glad you asked me that question. That was a good question. You may not even think that that was a good question, but that's a good question. I have taken millions of photos. million. If I show you my Google Drive right now, it'll blow your mind. Like, yo, I didn't even know you. A lot of people don't know. I'm a videographer, but
with all this set up here, I can see you got pods, cameras, everything. That's,
yeah, but you know, throughout the years, for the last 15 years, I've been hired to take a lot of photos. I've been around a lot of stars, stuff like that. You know,
just shut the show door off real quick. Something,
little something I've been doing that. Damn, I lost my train of thought.
You've been taking pictures for a long time.
Right.
And basically, you felt, was one of your pictures not credited, but you have to kind of do the same thing?
Right. So I've been taking pictures. Let me start that over for the cameras, right? I've been taking pictures for a long time, for 15 years, right? And only, I would say, about 5 people have actually... added me on Instagram but look, I'm gonna tell you why. Because people want you to think that they have 5 arms, like they took the picture themselves just by standing there, some shit like that.
Use a jerk.
Or they have a personal assistant who follows them everywhere who takes pictures of them. That's what it is. So a lot of the times people just want to write a caption and that's it. They just want to write a caption. Leave it at that.
It's so simple just to do that, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's not the reason
why.
The reason why is ego or whatever that is. Also, I put my logo on every picture anyway that I put out on my site or whatever it is, the personal ones that I take of other people. So that way, you don't have to credit me, buddy.
Oh, because it's on a picture. What happened if they cut it off? Do you put it on somewhere on a picture to where you can't cut it off? Because I'm one of those people that might cut it off. No.
Yo, so now here's the crazy. See, she admits this shit too. She actually admits that she cuts. I'm glad you said that. Because guess what? I remember when I first started putting my logo. It's called batch filing, right? And I first started putting my logo on each picture. And I thought that I had to put it on each picture individually. And I was taking thousands of photos.
That's
right?
A lot.
So imagine being up all night like this, placing the logo in the middle of each picture. Until I looked it up and it was like, oh, snaps, I don't have to do this. There's a way that you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can record how to do it on Photoshop and then press a button and it'll batch it. And then it'll do all of them at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see the computer just flicking like that. And it'll just be putting your logo in the same place all the time.
Okay, you got fancy with it.
But here's the crazy thing, though, right? I did that, and I put it out there, and people was just cutting my logo out. And I'm like, yo, why are they doing that? Right, I know.
I'm just joking.
We know you the one. We know you part of the ones. Y'all be cutting logos out. Right, no, but it's all good though, because I'm gonna tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are places that you can place your logo so that people won't have to cut it out. Then you get to the point as a photographer, videographer, whatever, where you don't care. It's like, you know what? Take the logo.
Just let them have the damn picture.
But, but if I take a picture of Jay-Z, guess what? I'm put my logo right on his
face. You get on my nerves, Burn.
So the argument is, because I know, you know, I don't know if you know who WAC 100 is, but WAC 100 is like the manager of Game and Blueface, and he got on Clubhouse and he introduced 6ix9ine to Clubhouse, but he also interviewed him at one point in time, and a lot of people got upset.
Yeah, he got a lot of slack for that. He did.
Yeah, a lot of people got upset, and they were saying, like, how could you interview a rat? But, you know, he basically felt like he needed to tell his side of the story. I don't know. Or he benefited somehow.
Because he said he was, because WAC 100 is a street dude. He didn't feel like 6ix9ine was a street dude.
But that's what I'm about to tell you.
I'm sorry.
You know, WAC 100. No. WAC 100 said 6ix9ine was a street dude. That's what he said.
He's saying he was a street dude?
That's what he said.
So what he doing in the streets?
Because they were saying 6ix9ine is a civilian now. But before he wasn't a civilian. Because a civilian, they saying that, and what 6ix9ine was saying is that he's not a civilian if he's ordering hits and he's doing a whole bunch of stuff like that. That's what he was saying. So he's saying that he's gangster. He's saying he's a real G. He's a real gangster.
Ooh. I don't know. That sound whack. And whack 100 sound just whack just saying that. Because I don't feel like 6ix9ine was ever... For the people that was doing it for him, mm-hmm. they was putting their life at jeopardy. Someone, you know, it was all in the news. He put a hit out on someone. Mm-hmm. They did what he told them to do and then turned around and told the cops, told on the person. How you told on someone when you told them to do it?
Yeah, that's crazy. Your boy, whack 100 is on Clubhouse. And he's holding court when it comes to snitches. I don't know what this is about, but I know that what they do on Clubhouse now is everybody gets like paperwork together for people that have snitched in the past.
Okay.
And I'm just a little bit confused about the whole snitching street rules and all this other shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the streets, yes. Not anymore, I'm gonna tell you right now. Cause I'm gonna let you know right now some shit that ain't gonna happen that I'm gonna have to tell on. Like, oh, nope, it wasn't me. He did it.
Nope, this ain't.
Right? So, the Freaky Zeke situation, basically, on Freaky Zeke's side of the story, he's basically saying that he took the stand to say that he didn't kill his man. He basically saying that he took a ride up somewhere with his man. And then next thing you know, some dudes try to surround him and rob him. He ended up taking a gun from one of the dudes. And then the guy ended up killing his boy. And then Freaky Ziggy ended up getting shot a couple of times. Or he ended up getting shot. He ended up waking up in the hospital, handcuffed to the bed or whatever. Mm. And then at that point, there's a police statement that was written that words itself as if Freaky Zeke is actually saying the things and describing what's on the paper. So, like, when you get a chance to look into the paperwork, you'll see some of the things in the paperwork. It says, like, what shirt the perpetrator was wearing. It talks about him having gold trims on his teeth. It talks about a whole bunch of stuff like that. But,
I definitely listen to the because I don't, just being honest, I'm not on Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. I have too many social media apps to be on Clubhouse. I try to get with the vibe. Mm-hmm. I'll try to get back with the vibe because obviously
you might not have to, because that shit lame sometimes too, man.
But look what happened. The way this just went viral. I was sitting here and all Freaky did was get on and try to explain himself. Now, Freaky, I love you. I love you, Freaky.
Nah, but before you say what you want to say, let me tell you that they be trying to tear him up on Clubhouse, though, and he don't even be on there. He just got on there just for that one day just to tell a story.
So me and Freaky on the same page, basically, with Clubhouse, because I'm like, yeah, I'll be lost.
He was saying that he ain't messing with it like that, but on that day, he was like, I got all day. I'm going to be on Clubhouse all day, but yeah.
All right, so the thing is with Freaky, one thing I'm going to just put it out there, I'm cool with Dipset. Out of anybody in Dipset, Freaky is like, I have more of a bond with him because he showed natural love. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to really touch on it too much. But what I am going to say is when Freaky did get on the line and he was trying to explain himself, I just heard his frustration. Mm-hmm. You know, because basically he's like...
Her frustration? He was laughing, though.
Like, what? Because it was more like, I want to take this... I want to take their heads off right now for even bringing this back up.
Yeah,
you understand? Yeah. He's probably thinking, let's let this be. Let this stay in the past. Like, why are you bringing this up right now, bro? Because it puts spotlight on it. Mm-hmm. Now, I grew up in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, Roosevelt, Long Island, on game. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I'm street, but I was part of the streets. Not no more. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, street code, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. The part that made it look horrible was the description of the clothes. Let's be come on. The description of the clothes.
You mean
him giving this description.
No, but I don't think. But see, that's the thing. I don't think that.
But hold on. But he's basically saying he woke up in the hospital, chained to a bed,
right?
Being
but the
charged with murder, right, for his boy.
Right, but the statement is worded to whereas the officer wrote that this is what he told me, so I didn't necessarily believe it, because when you read it, it reads like, how could he know all of these things about these people? Like, they sitting in the car, you know how tall he is. He said how tall the dude was, approximately 5'7". The dude in the back seat, what he was wearing, what kind of hat the dudes had on.
He said he didn't even see the four guys.
No, he said, how could I know all of that? This bull is crap. And it sounds true to me, because, like, how you going to see all of that? Like, and then they ended up shooting you up. And then this is supposedly the second interview, because the first time they asked him questions, he didn't answer them.
So, but on top of that, yo, his boy is dead. You understand what I'm saying? And on top of his boy's being dead, he's being charged with murder. So I'm supposed to just go down for murder for killing my boy? I didn't even kill my boy. Basically saying, Whack 100, whoever else was on the phone, was basically saying, that's part of the game. Nah, what part of the game is that? It ain't part of my game. And what part of the street is that?
Because that's, I was watching, even with the Game's interview on Drink Champs, he was saying that he's caught, on a thin line. And he said, I forgot what he called it, but he said something like, Thug Purgatory or something. I forgot what he said. Nigga Purgatory. One of those things. But basically saying, like, it's somewhere in the middle where you feel like you want to fight, but then you feel like you want to give your life to God at the same time. It's like, it's kind of like,
For Freaky Zeke, that was a tough decision. Because at the end of the day, whether the description was real or not, once he took the stand, he already knew how this can go streetwise.
Right.
But at the end of the day, he can still see a delivery.
They
say he's
supposed to
eat
that. They say he's supposed to.
I don't think he should have eaten that.
They say he was supposed to fight the case as best as he could without saying, he did it. Or I took the gun from him, because that's what it was. He said, I took the gun from the other guy, which now it places the other guy at the scene. So that's snitching. He's saying that I didn't point at the other guy or whatever. But at the end of the day,
I'm gonna leave that one for the streets.
At the end of the day, nah, but I feel you. But at the end of the day, what is snitching? Like, is snitching like?
So am I? So it's basically, right? I'm not in the streets. Mm-hmm. You understand? I wasn't a part of no gang.
Then
so,
you're a civilian. So then you're not snitching.
So if you did something to me, I'm not gonna say rape, but that's a little drastic. Word. If you beat the crap out of me, right? Your sister beat the crap out of me, right? Mm-hmm. And I basically tell the cops, your sister did it. She had on high heels. She was wearing a gold shirt.
And you not in the gang? That's not snitching. That's not snitching.
And me protecting myself.
If you're in a gang and you call yourself a street person and you walk around like, yo, I'm Big Gina Bag and shit. You know what I mean? Like, niggas can't fuck me.
Then I'm supposed
here.
To take that L.
You supposed to go bust her ass. That's what you supposed to do. And that's it. Like, the minute you go snitch, it's like you're not who you say you are. You're not Big Gina, babe.
Okay.
That's the thing. So that's the whole snitching street code thing. But the thing is, when you go to jail, though, and you try to... Because jail's supposed to be turning lives around. That's what it's supposed to do. But when you go to jail, that's different. You know what I'm saying? When you go to jail and then you start realizing how stupid you was... Then you like, damn, the street code is...
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely
it's
right.
It's really not just... Like, is the streets really there for you? Mm-hmm. I don't know what I would do in any given situation unless I was there, but I will tell you. It's like somebody asking you... people be like, oh, if I was a slave, I would have ran away. Nigga, you don't know what you would have did.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
same
absolutely
thing.
Right.
You don't know what you would have done in these situations, but...
If I was a slave, I wouldn't be picking no cotton. I have to be in the house.
You would be a house slave?
Well, do I want to be a household? No, I'm picking cotton.
Because you know the master
going to... I know I'm going to be sitting there right now. You know what?
Master going to bring that ass over here. You got a fatty, too.
All his ass. No. But, all right, wait. Real quick with the 6ix9ine situation. Do you feel like 6ix9ine is a snitch? For what he did to all the people that he did to, the Billies?
Yeah. That he is.
Hands down. And let's
definitely,
say...
Definitely, because you can't be... You can't be rolling with a whole bunch of dudes in the street and saying that you're going to pop this one and you're going to do this and you're going to fight this person and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then when those people come at you, you run to the law. That is what snitching is.
And he absolutely said, you know what? I'm sorry to all his fans. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, so if Gina Baby, because I had the opportunity, if Gina Baby interviewed 6ix9ine, how would you feel about that?
Right now?
Well, like when he first came on type, because that was a big thing. And
I wouldn't, you know, nobody's supposed to be giving him a platform to make him feel as if he should be welcomed back in the music industry. So, yes, I would call you and be like, listen,
so I mean,
I don't know if you should keep that footage up, but hey, you're a grown ass person.
Definitely taking this clip because this was a big argument amongst my team because the opportunity was brought, just being real. Mm-hmm. And it was a huge argument saying, well, we not street. I'm like, you ain't street, boss man. I got a lot of people that follow me that would disown me.
Right. I wouldn't interview him. I would not. I wouldn't do that. See, somebody like Wack 100, he could interview him because he already there. You know what I'm saying? I'm already there. You know what I mean?
We could squabble then.
But he's already there. But a nigga like me, I'm trying to get where I'm trying to go. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna stop me before I get there.
We would straight be blackball.
You ain't gonna stop me before I get there. Listen, we got something called the late night edition. All right. So now I'm going to pull out the cards. We're going to ask some questions. All right?
Oh, boy.
And we're going to get it popping. Okay. Right? So now we're going to end this live right here. We're going to share this live on our lives so we can start up a whole new live for the late night edition, folks. So shout out to y'all for staying us for so long on the Red Couch with Burn. You know, normally my show is only for an hour, but when I get great co-hosts here, it goes on and on and on, and I love it because I get to have so much footage and we get to chop it up.
And I talk a lot. No.
I do too. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
We're going to talk about they promiscuous asses.
Make sure you follow the Instagram.
You're on the Red Couch with Burn right now. And see, you missed the show, man, because we just had a long whole hours and some change on the Red Couch with Burn page, and now we on the Instagram on the official Burn page. We just want to have a little bit of fun on the live, and we are going to do something what we call the late night edition, folks. And there's some cards called Tonight Let's Talk. I know you guys have heard of them. Tonight Let's Talk, and we're gonna play this game. And you're gonna ask some questions.
Oh, there's God. No, you're making me nervous with this right
now. There's no consequences. Normally, you know, people like to play consequences with this thing. I've asked around because after I played it with somebody, we played it with consequences, like take a shot or whatever it might have been. But we just gonna play the game, and you gotta answer the question. If you don't answer the question, I'm gonna slap the pie out.
I don't know about that part, but okay.
Nah, but you gotta answer the question, all right? Okay. So that's the thing. So I gotta choose a card, and I gotta ask you, and then you gotta choose a card, and then you gotta ask me. We only probably gonna do a couple of questions, but let's get it on.
Don't judge me. I wear glasses, so if I can't see, I pick it.
Oh, now you're going to ask me the question first.
Okay, you can ask me. It's your show.
Go ahead. You're going to ask me some nasty shit.
Okay.
I ain't answering it.
Do you like pulling hair or having your hair pulled during sex?
Oh, I pull hair. I pull hair, but I'm going to tell you something. It's not really a priority of mine. Like, I'm not thinking, oh, I'm going to pull her hair. But I do know that a lot of women love that shit. Y'all like to have y'all hair pulled during sex. I know that y'all like that. And it's like, it has to be while the sex is feeling good. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If it's feeling good, that's when y'all like that shit. If it's not feeling good, y'all gonna be like, oh, whatever. Don't touch my weave and shit.
You got me scared. These are some interesting cards.
You know what's crazy? I learned that. That's why y'all all be getting braids when y'all be going on vacation and shit. Mm-hmm. Because y'all want y'all hair to get pulled while y'all on vacation. Don't be, I ain't stupid. I know. Because why every time y'all go on vacation, y'all get braids?
Because when I go on the water, I want to make sure I come out looking the same. Okra?
Anyway, that's what it is, though. We know y'all don't want to get y'all weave wet. Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Boy.
Is oral sex, folks, do you hear this? We got Gianna, babe. We're going to call you Gianna, babe. We got you on the Red Couch. What's up? Is oral sex mandatory during every sexual encounter? Do I have to eat it to beat it?
No, no. I don't really care for oral sex like that. I like to give oral sex. I don't think I like this game.
I love this game, goddamn. It's about to end. We about to get.
I know. You know what? Hey. I had. Oh gosh.
Wait a minute. Before you even say that, so you're saying that. Because my theory, the only reason why you feel like that is because you ain't never had no good head before. That's what the thing is. If you had, you ain't had no
I had good head before. I definitely did. You know what? All right, this is what it is, right? You know, if the alpha male, I'm like an alpha female. Okay. And that's why I was single.
Yes,
Sagittarius. So that's why I was single for a long, long time before my daughter. Just being real for about 9 years.
Niggas up.
So with that being said, I like to be in control. I like to, like, when you down there, I'm not in control. You can bite me, rip my head. Like, you can just be doing anything to me. I have no control. I like to be in control. So, you know what? Let me hold on to the zick. No.
Yo, she says zick.
Nah, but I like to I like to give oral head. I don't like to receive oral head. I like to be in control.
You like to be in control. Do you think you're really in control when you're giving head? You might be right.
Because when you get that nut,
you might be right about that, folks.
Yo, my father wasn't going to be like, Charlene, don't watch this.
Yo, what's up, Charlene? No. She ain't hear nothing all over the place.
Oh, my God.
All right.
No, this is the one you just read.
Oh, I put it on the top again. Okay. My bad. Go ahead, go.
Oh, my God. I wear glasses. All right. Name one thing you're always wanting to do, wanted to try sexually but haven't explained. All right. Name one thing you always wanted to do, try sexually but haven't explained. So was there ever a position or anything that you wanted to do that you didn't?
I never had a threesome.
Okay.
But
for real?
Yeah, never had one.
Me either. So I've been
propositioned to have a threesome plenty of times.
Okay.
Like, yeah, a couple of people, a couple of women that I dealt with in the past is like, nah, somebody else got to share this beef. I don't know, or whatever they thought about. I don't know what they was thinking about when they said.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I've been propositioned. I want to do it one time. It's not my thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my
thing. It's not? No. Oh, my God. I love that you said. You know how many guys, the first thing we encounter each other is like, you ever did a threesome? Like, damn, can we date first before you be asking me about a whole nother person?
It's not my thing. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I've actually had women who have dealt with women that had girls that was like, yo, she want to do it. I was like, nah, I'm good. Y'all can go ahead and.
I just sometimes feel like bringing on.
Go ahead and munch the carpet alone.
Oh my God. Is that really your thing? I respect that. I like that.
But back to the question before that, though, about the oral sex, though. Because we were talking about that, right?
What's my card? If you don't pick my card.
No, because I'm saying, like, how do you not.
I mean, I just feel like
you never squirted off a head or something like that.
I came off a head. I definitely did. But I don't know. I just loved it.
No, you came off a head, but you never squirted off a head.
Okay. Like, oh my gosh. If any of my coworkers are tuned in, please turn the camera.
A dude never did this. Never did that shit.
Pick my car. Pick my car. Pick my car.
Okay, all right.
No.
It's like you know when you in the pool
and you be all up in the
Nah, you know when you in the pool, Jesus Christ. You know when you in the pool and you feel like the water just went like and you know, not even in the pool, like in the lake. You ever swim in the lake before?
No.
Never swim in the lake. Okay. I'm black. If you ever swam in a lake before, that shit is nasty, right? But it's not like pussy don't taste nasty. You know what I'm saying? You know what pussy tastes like? It's a little salty a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's what
it's like salt water.
It's like salt water, but like with a dash of vinegar. You know?
Oh my God. Pick my card. Pick my card. I'm done. Pick my card. Yo, he said with a dash of vinegar. Make sure that shit. Like, as long as you ain't say fish is all I care about. You know the lake? Hey, they have to have fish up in there? Like,
no, but I'm saying when you... No, but I'm saying though, when you come up out the water, you go like this.
And you have the salty taste. I see where you're going.
Okay, that was funny.
On, pick my card. Oh, man.
Some might say I'm asking this question because I got a woman sitting on my couch that I think I want her to touch me, but that's not the reason why I'm asking this question. You have 10 minutes to turn me on. What would you do?
10 minutes? 10 minutes is a long time. What
you going to do?
I'm going to nibble on your ears. I'm going to kiss it down to the back of your neck. I'm going to lick your lip. Not kiss it, but lick it.
Lights out.
I'm going to move my tongue all the way down your chest. Right there to the top of your skirt. I may lick a little nibble.
She said right to the top of your skirt. What the fuck is that?
Your tis naive.
Oh, this is funny.
You know, but yeah, I might lick on your nipples. Some guys like their nipples to be licked. You feel me?
What y'all think about that? What y'all think about that, fellas? If y'all watching right now, do y'all like y'all skipples licked? Do y'all like y'all nipples licked? I'll be honest with you. I didn't know what it felt like until one day this girl was just doing it. I was like, what are you? That's what we do when what are you? And I'm like, yo, what is she doing? But then it felt kind of good. I was like, yo, right? So, you know, here's the funny shit. Females are like dudes sometimes too, right? Once we find out we doing some shit good, we try to keep doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know where the spot is at, you know where it's at. So now the chick was like, oh, he must have liked that shit the first time, so I'm going to do it again. Okay? She did it a couple of times again. I was like, wow, that actually felt kind of good. But it's not my thing. You're not going to just be licking nipples every goddamn night, okay?
So it's not something that you want all the time, but you don't mind it once in a while.
Yeah, and then you're not going to ask me to do it neither. You're going to be like, can I lick your nipples tonight? And then that's going to set me up. That's going to set me up and be like, hell no.
I got 10 minutes to turn you on. I'm not asking you anything.
Lick it and blow on it.
Talk to me nice, Charlie. Lick it and blow on it. Exactly. That's what we going to do. You said I got 10 minutes to turn you on.
I don't want no wind hitting my nipples, man.
Ooh, after you lick it and you get that little wind. Ooh, that sensation.
I guess so, right?
Let me pick your card. Give me, because we're getting too much in here. Oh, my God. I'm scared. Okay. You know what? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sitting here trying to be cute. Where's my glasses? Because I can't read for shit. I can read. I can't see. Okay. Here we go. Honestly, which do you enjoy more, fucking or making love, and why?
Making love. I want sweet nothings to be whispered in my ear. That shit turned me on. Actually.
I could dig it.
I don't like, No, I could do rough talk. I could do rough talk. You know what I'm saying? I like the rough talk.
Like this, daddy. I'm going to take this.
Me saying that? I'm not saying that.
No, I know you're not saying that.
I was saying, you saying you like this, daddy. You going
to
take this.
But if a girl's talking to you like that, that's rough talk from a female. Sheesh.
Yeah, facts. Well, I'm going to say like.
That'd be me.
A word?
I'm gonna lick on your nipple tonight and bone that shit. No, this is becoming too much. I can't. Yo, I'm dead. Well, can I answer the question too? I like to be fucked.
You said, hold on, wait, before you even say what you're saying though. What I'm saying is, I like. You said one more than the other. Yeah, I think that anytime most people have sex, it's both. Because that's how you finish. You end up finishing.
Like a jackrabbit.
That's the fucking part. That's the part where you have fucked. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, I'm done. I'm over. So, now, if you're going too long, it's like 2-3 hours later. I'm like, bro. Turn into a fucking street, because we ain't making love no more.
I'm sick and tired of y'all, you know, be talking about, like, niggas be smashing for too long. Like, So what? Okay, now let me tell you why that happens. Let me give you a little secret.
This because is not I'll be jail. Thinking about
let me tell you why that happens sometimes. Read a lot of time why that happens is two things. One, it's a mind thing, right? So we gotta be all into that shit. Extra into that shit in order for that to happen. Right? Second thing is if we had sex a couple of times. What's up, y'all? Second thing is we already had sex like two times already for the day. Then that third one, that nut gonna take a little bit long to come out. And it ain't gonna be always that nut gonna take a little bit longer to come out.
I can see what you're saying on that aspect of it.
It's gonna definitely take a little bit longer to come out. What was the question again? Did I answer it?
Yes, you answered. Okay. Do you like fucking or having or making love?
All right. So now, don't touch the cards, man.
You're making me nervous.
I'm making you nervous.
Oh my God. I never did this before. I always do it to my guests, but I never got it.
All right, folks. This one right here is a nasty one. This one is nasty. This might be the last question you want to answer up on this goddamn show. Do you like to give or receive facials?
Nasty.
Do you like to give or receive facials? If you squirt, then you can give a nigga a facial.
I see what you're saying. Nah. I just told you I'm an alpha female. Keep that shit on the sheets.
So you don't want no.
Keep that shit on my back. Keep that shit on my ass. Keep that shit on my stomach. Keep it on my titties. You ain't putting that shit on my face. This is not like a baby diaper where you rub it on your face and it gets good. No.
Nah, I'm not feeling you because I'm going to tell you this, right? Watch. Let me explain something to you.
Explain that.
I think that, first of all, you haven't watched enough porn. Okay, that's number one. She hasn't watched enough porn, folks, so that's number one. If you watch some more porn, you probably might want to get nothing in your face a couple of times, right? But hold on. That's not only it. You haven't had those two factors happen. That and the second factor is getting your back dug out for real, where you trembling to the point where you shaking. To where your brain is about to fall out your goddamn head.
My brain about to fall out my head right now with this convo.
Right, because if those things happened, guess what, folks?
I'ma let him nut on my face.
Because you've seen it in porn. That's the thing. So if you've seen it in porn, you saw it, right? And if you've watched it in porn, it may not have turned you on when you was watching it, but you saw it. You know what I'm saying? You saw it happen. And you're like, okay, maybe you saw it again. Next time when you're with your dude or whoever, you know, is taking you down crazy.
Listen, to each his own.
The question is going to be where you want it, baby. And you're going to be like, on my face. And you can wear glasses anyway. That shit ain't going to get in your eye.
All right, teach his own. You feel me? Like, I don't know. I guess I'll try it one day and I'll get back to you on that question.
Boom.
Let me pick mine.
Who's
going to
be the one with nut in your eye? No, go ahead.
Stop messing with you. Do you... The cause is sick of us not playing. Okay. Bia, why am I going to be so damn long? Wants to have fun. Pretty well, would you like
this? The last question.
Okay.
Or do y'all want some more?
Your partner wants to have
fun. We getting nasty in here, huh?
Your partner wants to have fun in a public place. Where would you take them and why?
Fucking basketball court. Nah.
Basketball court.
You said have fun. I'm just saying. Your partner wants to have fun in a public place. Where would I take her?
Damn, you nasty. How many places you about to take her?
Kennedy's Fried Chicken's Kitchen.
I'm done. Goodbye. We're ending the live. No, he didn't just say Kennedy. What?
Kennedy's Fried Chicken's Kitchen.
You're lying. The beach, the movie theaters.
I mean, that's lame.
The club bathroom.
That's regular shit. The club bathroom. Did that when I was 19.
Oh my God, you freak.
I wasn't even supposed to be in the club. I'm lying, bullshit. But those is regular things. Like, you talking about, like,
a public place.
Public place.
On a bus, on a train.
Great Adventures bathroom.
Nah, Great Adventures bathroom on a roller coaster, okay?
Nah, but that shit nasty, though. You ever been in Great Adventures bathroom? That shit nasty.
Ew. You can get head on a roller coaster if she can keep her head down. Yeah, you gotta try that.
That shit sounds dope, though. Get head on the roller coaster.
Yeah, you gotta try it.
Down. You can't because the fucking safety harness.
Your nigga just be dangling out there like, yo, excuse me.
Well, maybe it's one of the ones that's like this.
That's like the cup right when you cupped it on there. You pull it out.
On the other line. All right. She's officially nasty.
The person's gonna die doing on it. Now that I think about it, can you imagine the cart go? Because they have to be flexible.
Oh my God. Imagine dying from keeping head.
Imagine dying from giving head. I'm all the way done. I'm dead.
Crazy.
Goodbye.
Crazy. Listen, folks, you have now just joined and have been on the red couch with Official Burn. We had so much fun tonight. This one went over. This is probably the longest show that I've had. Probably chop it up. It might be a little bit more than an hour. Who knows? But guess what? I'm glad that you're here. And you're here with...
Ooh, Gina, babe.
Tell us what you got going on right now.
All right, listen. I want y'all to definitely follow my radio page. SIHH, the number 4, Life. I definitely got the New York Minute web series with Illa G. I play a part in season 1, and you know, I've been out for a few, but I'm about to definitely come back. Hopefully, season 3, season 4. Illa G, I'm holding that up to you. I'm also in a TV reality show, Undeniable, with Un Wayne. Shout out to Un. And I'm back on my modeling ish. Starting in April, I have a ton of photographers that have been wanting to work with me for a while now. So I think I'm going to definitely take them up on that offer. And definitely look for more for me in the summertime. Make sure y'all follow my page, because my first page was hacked at 18,000. So my new page is I am Gina Babe 87. Gina is spelled G-E-N-I-A. I know you like to say Genie and all these other names, but it's Gina like Martin. It's just spelled different, all right? So I-A-M-G-E-N-I-A-B-A-B-E 87. Make sure you check your girl out, all right?
Yeah, man. If you on the red couch with Burn, make sure when you get a chance to, you like and subscribe. Subscribe to this video right now. Click that damn subscribe button. Go to the Red Couch with Burn page on YouTube. All you gotta do is just type in Red Couch with Burn. Instagram.com/Red Couch with Burn. Instagram.com/Red Couch with Burn. Or just put the at symbol in and it'll come in. That's it, baby.
Talk to me nice.
You on the Red Couch with Burn. I'm glad that y'all tuned in.